Hello.
All right, let's test this out. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Dean, are you on the call?
Yeah, I am. Hi.
Ooh, fancy. Okay, this isn't working. Sorry, guys. I'm working off two laptops that are two completely different laptops, and it's just the Hot Mess Express here today. Happy Wednesday, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Happy Wednesday.
Woo,
Hi.
woo. Okay, so you know me, I don't like to have super long meetings. So the purpose of this meeting is to see where we're standing with our humans and what we can push and what we can do. So let me open. Oh, number one, I apologize for background noise in case you hear my offspring,
Okie
which he has been advised not to talk.
Hi,
Reload.
Ethan.
Nope, Ethan can't hear you, but Ethan, say hello. Ethan's not paying. Oh, he said hi. He's not in the mood, but whatever. Anyways, okay. I'm gonna leave staffing out, and then I'll just ask Sarah about it later. So let's start from, what is this? Who is this person? Why is she in the bottom? All right, I'm looking at all family first intake.
You're talking about
And
Tara?
yeah. Oh, she's a discharge.
Yeah.
Oh, requesting discharge. Save. Okay. So I have, I guess Monica, you can open up your sheet. Everybody open up their sheet, pretty much. I mean, I'm looking at the all family first intake, so I'm just gonna go by that.
Okay.
If this thing decides to load. So I'm gonna start from the bottom and go up, I guess. So Janet Holmes. Who is Janet Holmes? Oh, this is.
So I'm calling today because she advised that I call when she's with the patient. She's with her today. So I have to give her a call.
Okay, then we have Angelique Linder.
Angelique, this is the one with Jalen. The service coordinator responded saying that he's going to send over the authorization. It's just a matter of Jalen sending over the documents. I asked if he wanted to do a secured link. He didn't get back to me yet on
Oh, this
that.
is the one. Okay. And where is this page? I'm assuming they don't want to go to the office.
The office is 40 minutes away, so I'm like, either you go to the office because we can't send nobody over. I didn't give him the option. I was like, we're not sending anybody over. Either you do the secured link or you go over by yourself.
Yeah. Okay, that's that. Dina Jefferson, did the background check come in already?
I have to double check, and Lloyd, I believe, sent everything. I just have to run everything.
Did the other lady send anything? Cherie?
She said at the end of this week, but at least if Nathaniel's CVC comes back, then we can start with him.
Okay, perfect. Then we have Daisy Bermudez.
She didn't complete anything yet. I have to follow up with her today. Yeah, follow up.
Then we have, who the heck is this? Samuel Davis.
That's Shahira. We're just waiting for fingerprint results to come back.
Yeah, we're
Remind
almost
me,
ready for.
but those fingerprints results, we get them in the mail as well, right?
Yeah.
I'm
She just
wondering.
let me see what she just went yesterday.
We get a copy in the mail?
Yeah, we usually get it, and they actually get it also. Because sometimes I've gotten a receipt from, well, the results from the caregiver, and then sometimes they get it from, like, Meteor or Lita.
But our lead is out, or I don't think
But
she's back yet.
Tamidi, if she's not in, I know Tamidi usually tags me and tells me. She'll write, like, a comment on the caregiver's file to let me know that she received something.
Well, let me put a note here. May ET, please let us know if we get the fingerprints results. I'm wondering if we should request off for this one. Dina, did you request
Yeah,
off for him?
I tried to request off, but it's UPM. No. No, wait, it's Keystone. Oh yeah, I sent an email and a voicemail yesterday, but I can follow up again today.
Okay. Then we have Richard Young.
Oh yeah, he needs a little more time.
He's not sure how many hours he's approved for yet. Like, he's wavering between 70 and 84 hours. And he also needs to confirm who his caregiver is.
Oh, Dios mío. Okay, so then you have a follow-up date today? Okay, for tomorrow. Okay, perfect. Cassandra Dixon.
So there's two aides I have onboarding. Tanita is almost done. We're just missing her three-year residency proof and her background check results. And then Danae Hobbs, she's not filling out anything.
How many hours is this case? Both of the, Dina, can you call the patient, let him know that one caregiver is not submitting anything, and find out how many hours it is, because if we get the off, we can possibly start it with that one aid, even if we're missing something.
So, wait, let me check. Which aid wasn't submitting anything? Tony.
The one that I had on my sheet for Bonnie.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I definitely spoke with her, trying to find my notes.
OMG.
I spoke with Tanita.
Yeah, she's the one that's
and
she's also missing her TV tag.
Right. She's also on top of the other caregiver. And she's basically like in charge of the case. I definitely
Who's in charge of the
with,
case?
Hold on.
Me.
Is this the case that Yeah, remember I Didn't I tag you, Monica, and change the spelling of her name? Where did that tag go?
I changed it, but Danae, she never filled out anything. It's always been Tanita, the one that's filling out everything.
Right, but where did my tag go that I told?
Marcy plays games and removes our stuff.
I'm so confused. Let me find it in my email, maybe.
I remember the tag.
Yeah.
I'm going to start to complete some stuff. I think it was a Monday or Tuesday or something along those lines. I don't see it either here.
I don't see where it could have went. I wouldn't have deleted it, and Monica responded to it, so it went through.
Which is the tag?
That's weird. It's not here.
No, but what did the tag say?
Oh, the tag said that I spoke with her, and she said that she's going to start working on them.
But yeah, you put it on the tag where Monica, I think it's this one, where Monica put Tanita Joy ZZ save to file.
Yeah.
You responded, it says called caregiver.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Danae.
I thought it just disappeared. There it went. Okay. Yeah, so I spoke to her. She said she'll be ready by Monday. So I'm going to request the off because if she said that, then it's her responsibility.
Do we have her IDs to do the background check?
No, we don't have anything.
Oh, Dios padre.
We still don't?
Nothing.
So, Dina, can you tell her that you're going to request the off since she said it's going to start for the 22nd and just at least send the ID so that we can do the background check? Because so we
she knows
that part.
The off already, but I can tell her to send the IDs, I guess.
To see why she is delaying. And, of course, my computer crashed. Okay. So let me put here, Cassandra Dixon, possible.
But the other caregiver should have reached out with the patient to request the off from the service coordinator already.
La la. All right, so then let's follow up with the service coordinator and that off. Okay, possible human. Who the heck is this? Bryant, Ethan, cállate. Bryant Haywood?
Oh, yeah, they're almost ready. I just got them yesterday, and we got the off yesterday.
Wow.
Because it's a VA case.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, and the caregiver is not with an agency. She didn't know she can do the services. She was really excited. So even if she's not ready, she's not with any other agency now.
Okay. Did she send any? Oh, wait. Do you have anything on your end, Monica?
No, I actually haven't reached out yet.
Okay.
I have to reach out to her. She's on my list for today.
No problemos. Then we have Phyllis Haynes.
I see you put in a note. Oh, you just tagged. You just wrote.
Yeah, I just wrote.
Oh, she's coming into the office. Yeah.
Oh, so we send an email to.
Yeah.
But I didn't
see when
she submitted. When is she supposed to?
Right now. She should have came at 12.
Oh, so I guess we'll see if she's going to fill out anything over there if she filled, if she actually went. Okay, I'll follow up with her later.
Sorry. Where do we go for this?
Yeah, it's a new case. They agreed to a start date of Monday.
Okay, let's see what happens. Oh, by the way, Monica, if you see any case that is a Maximus case, because apparently the staffing team, not staffing, the marketing team are adding new, brand new Maximus cases to your sheet. I don't know why. I'm going to tell Judah to stop it. So in case you see it.
Yeah, he was just going off about that.
Yeah, I sent him a message, but I think he was in a meeting. No, but she's 110% correct, because that's just a waste of time at the moment. So if you see anything, just reconfirm with the marketing, not the marketing, the enrollment team, but I'm going to speak to Judah, so hopefully as of today, you won't see those on your sheet, unless they're actual patients that are going to start soon, because they should only be on your sheet once they are approved. Not or before, but they're working on it. Okay, so Geraldine Graffrey.
It's this a Maximus case. It's Alan.
Yeah. Also, she just put in the information. Do you see it on your sheet, Sierra?
Yeah.
Okay,
perfect. I haven't reached out yet.
Okay, that's fine. As long as she's on the sheet. Okay, then we have Dorian Taylor. This is one from yesterday, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a new case. Finally. They agreed to a start date on Tuesday, and the service coordinator agreed to send an auth-in.
Perfect.
I was only able to send them a text message yesterday, but I have to reach out to them today.
Okay, then we have Linda Smith. Is this the one? Oh, Stacy. Stacy's in our thingy-majiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's the one that was already in the system.
Yeah.
She was, okay, so I ran her background check this morning, and it's pending. So she needs her comp test and her TB test.
Okay. When was the last time she worked with us?
I thought she was terminated on the system. Let me see.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh, this coffee tastes horribly. Do you guys hear Ethan in the background?
No.
Oh, very good.
12/2023.
Oh, yeah, no, never mind. I thought it was before that. I mean, after that. Okay, so Linda Smith, let's put her if possible. Okay, then we have Ryan.
Yeah, we got this case on Monday, and the auth was requested for the 22nd, this coming Monday.
So she's missing her I-9W-4, her TB test. But she told me that she was up to date with her TB test. She does need to do the child clearance.
Okay. Oh, wait, is this the one that, no, this isn't the one. Is this the one, this isn't the one that Yona was asked, that you had asked, and Yona.
That was for something with a C, I forgot her name. No, it's a different one. Sometimes I'm like, alert child clearance. And sometimes it's not like correct.
But this one is, I don't think we even need a child clearance for this one, only because the daughter is the one that's working. I put her high pay rate, whatever, trying to reach her information. We may not have to do a child clearance because this is the daughter. And the caregiver is the sister. So I know that Yonah says, like, if it's direct family, usually he's okay with it. Like, if it's, like, a brother or a sister, that it should be fine. I don't think we would need a child clearance. But just if you want to just reconfirm with him, I'll send him an email. Let me put it here. Email about child clearance. requirements, rather. Okay.
And if you already live with them, then it's not really needed.
That's what it is. I remember him saying, like, if he's fine with it, if it's, like, a direct, they're siblings.
Yeah.
Not, like, a friend.
Or if they live together. If they already live together.
Yeah, that probably is fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I remember we had that case, remember, it was, like, the mom and it was the son that she was caring for.
Oh, yeah, for Stephanie.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's, I'll just reconfirm just in case it pops up again.
Okay.
All right, so now we have Rose Riddick.
Yeah, this is also a new case we got this week. And they wanted to start pretty soon.
Did they send anything to you, Monica?
I haven't seen it. I checked this morning, but I haven't seen anything yet. I only sent them the text message yesterday, though. I have to reach out today.
Okay. This was a Maximus case. Does it, Anthony, I don't know what Anthony's last name is, but for Tara Saxon.
Who?
For a patient's name Tara Saxon, it's a Maximus case.
What
you may
about
have just
her?
Gotten this yesterday. No, I'm asking to see if the aide has sent anything.
Yeah, so he completed his application. I got his background check done. It's pending. He did his comp test. So we're missing his IDs, his 2-year I-9W4 and TV. I did speak to him yesterday, if I remember. He needs to get his IDs renewed. He said he was going to do that today, and he still needs to get his TV test done. But he said he was going to go today to get it done at CVS.
Okay.
So I have to check in with him to see.
Then we have, who is this? John Cleary. Colleen is going to be the aide. I don't know if she sent. Oh, she said she was supposed to send you everything by tomorrow night, meaning today. Oh, no, by tonight. Did she send you anything yesterday?
No, I didn't see anything there for her name.
Oh, Dios.
No.
Okay, there it goes. All right, Erica, Michael Fagan. I feel like this was an issue case.
Before, yeah. So I called her. She didn't answer. Called the patient. It's giving me an automated message. I sent a text because we also need to go over her background check with the patient to get the waiver signed.
Adios, Mios. Okay. Dion Edwards.
Yeah. So this case, they said they were going to start Monday, and then he called me frantically yesterday and said that his caregiver said she doesn't want to start until the 1st of October.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So this is off the list to lose. Then we have Lisa Lupinacci.
Yeah, this is also a new case we got this week. They agreed to start on Monday, and the service coordinator sent the off.
And the aide hasn't sent anything?
I texted her, and then I called her yesterday, and she didn't respond. I left her another voice on the text.
Gina, so...
Call the patient.
Yep.
Okay.
Then we have... let me put her here anyways. Lisa Lupinacci. Lupinacci. Then we have Sophia Coleman.
Sophia, so this one. So they just switched the caregiver to James Hines. He's almost done with completing all the paperwork. Sent an email to the service coordinator to let her know that they're interested in transferring.
Yay! Sophia. Okay, then we have Joyce Hughes.
So I sent the onboarding stuff to Chanel again because she didn't submit anything. And then the service coordinator is going to get things done as per Jasmine. She spoke to the patient.
Okay, so I would say follow up with the caregiver, and if still no luck, Tell the patient. I'll put her on my list.
Yeah, I also sent an email to the service coordinator, and she just stated, okay, thank you.
I love it. At least they responded. Then we have, who is this? Devonna Collins.
CG hasn't been answering. That's the only update.
And the only number we have is
they haven't been answering. Yeah, all we have is the caregivers. Let me see. Let me double check.
Yeah, I don't see any other number.
Yeah.
Ask Sarah. Can you see? Caregiver answers here. Call. Okay. Then we have Ricky Schuler.
I attempted to call yesterday. Someone else picked up on behalf of the caregiver and left her a message. I have to follow up again today.
Okay. Michael Freeman.
He did anything. Michael, we're just waiting on the authorization.
Ooh, oh, so the aide is good to go?
Yes, I just have to finish his file, putting him on HHA and stuff. So I didn't put him
on my, Yay! Okay, fabulous. Monica, do you have anything submitted? Oh, they're not even answering. For caregiver, what's her name?
Yolaine?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did. I actually spoke to her yesterday. I must have not forgotten to write the note, but I did speak with her yesterday. She called me back, and she told me that she needs to get a chest x-ray done. I went over the requirements with her over the phone. She thought it was a scam when I had sent her that text message with the link, but she didn't want to complete anything. She did tell me she was going to do stuff today, but I didn't see that she completed anything yet. So
okay.
I'll follow up with her today.
Let her know that the op hopefully comes in soon.
Okay.
Let me ask. Any updates on this case? Okay. Carl Johnson.
So
who is Carl Johnson? Oh.
That's Deborah. So we're waiting for her results, her TB results, which should be read today after 5 p.m.
Okay. Perfect. Michael Acevedo. Equine. Who is this guy? Oh, nobody's answering. Jasmine's case.
Oh, yes. The last time I called was the 15th, and someone picked up the phone, but they said that it was the wrong number.
Tina, have you been able to reach the patient? No. Nope. Let me call him later. Michael.
It's so weird how when the marketers call, they answer, but when we call, it's like no answer for days.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wish they can let them know, listen, you're going to get a call from these, either these three numbers, two numbers. Pick up, or at least starting 267-55174. Everyone's number starts exactly the same, so I don't know if they are saying that. I'm going to see if Judah can let them know. So that way, when you guys give them a call, they know that it's...
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because it's... I mean, unless they want to keep circling back and calling them, but...
I don't know why this number would one day pick up and say that they want to switch and the next day say it's the wrong number that we're calling.
These patients are special. And they're also calling us blindly, like they say, these cold calls. So they're just calling any whatever number it is. And maybe, I don't know. Pennsylvania patients are special. I'm telling you guys. Eric knows. who's the other one? Linda Crew.
CG hasn't completed anything. She stated that her mom has been in the hospital since Friday.
Oh, Dios mío.
Yeah, I have to follow up with her today.
Cool. So then we have Blondell Murphy. Authorization.
Yes, that's Elijah. We're waiting for his results for his fingerprint.
So then at Tamiti, please be on the lookout for fingerprint results. What's his name?
Elijah. Vasquez.
Oh, Vasquez, el apellido.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Hopefully we can start that one soon. Tyrone Mason.
Tyrone Mason was still... CBC is pending. Hopefully I'm going to check it again today. Once that comes in, we can get started.
Then we have Gorge. Gorge.
It's Gorge. It's right.
Is it Gorge or is it supposed to be George?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. So the caregiver just answered after a week of ignoring us and said that they're still interested. And she'll be able to complete her paperwork by Monday. Did she send anything, Monica?
No. I mean, they're a little weird, both of them. I honestly don't think that they're going to complete anything. They haven't submitted anything yet. Neither of them.
I'm wondering if the Ander Diablo. Sorry, my computer just lost. I just lost my stuff. Ha! Stand by. Where did she go? OMG. I lost them. Gorge. Oh, it's an 168-hour case. With two. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Okay, never mind. I thought this is one that they offered an arm and a leg. Okay. So I guess, I wonder who called, if it was the daughter. Aha. Dina, if you can call the patient to confirm what he wants to do.
So I only have the contact information for Valencia. She's who I've been speaking with. And
there's two, which is her number? There's two numbers here. There's a 267 and a 215.
Oh, hey, that's a good point. Okay, I'm going to try them both. Oh, wait, no, they both belong to Valencia. If you look up,
Jesus.
You'll find my note. At one point, I called her, and then each number asked, like, in the voicemail, told me to call the other number. It was so weird. But they both belong to her.
Hi, Kurt.
I'm telling you, they're a little weird.
It's like, hey, yeah, call me at this number. Hey, no, call me at the other number. Sorry.
I'm so confused. So I'm in touch with her. She sounds interested. I could call her again. I don't know what her plan is.
Yeah, because if they haven't sent anything. I mean, we can't. I don't like to request authorizations for 168-hour cases up front like that because then they're going to be stuck. But let's see what they want to do.
Well, either way, I didn't really request it because I couldn't
No,
I
know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, unless they're, like, almost there, I wouldn't request it.
Okay.
So we don't have those lovely issues. Okay, so now we have Mercedes. Where are you, Mercedes? La, la, la. Oh, this is the Maximus case.
Oh, that's Yarandi. Yarandi, she just needs to get, I think, hold on.
Oh, I think I spoke to her. When did I speak to her? I spoke to her on the, I think it was on Monday or Tuesday. When did Kaya put in her note? On the 15th. Yeah, so she says she's just, I think, waiting for... Oh, she went already? Okay, never mind. I thought she went already to get the thing.
Yeah, she went. She's going to get it read today at 12.
Okay, perfect.
She should find it read already. I'm going to check in with her.
Perfect. Okay, cool. Okay, so that one's fine. Then we have Jane Marnion.
So that's Wendy. She needs to get her fingerprints taken, but she says she's going to go in on Saturday. She told me that if she has time, she's going to, because she did a walk-in appointment. She's going to try to go in within this week, like on 11, but she wasn't sure. She's certainly sure that she can go on Saturday.
And she doesn't have anything old, an old license, an old ID, an old something that shows that she's...
She used to live in Delaware, and then she said that she moved to her sister's house, but she wasn't paying anything. There's nothing under her name. I did tell her to look at, like, any... health insurance or anything, if she didn't find anything. And she's like, it's easier for me to just get my prints done.
Or even if she had delivered something to the home, like an invoice or nothing.
Like a receipt, I asked.
I thought that she'll happen. Darn.
I mean, I'll ask her again.
Because if not, Did she complete any of the other stuff, though?
Yeah, everything else. I mean, everything else is done. She's missing her I-9W4 and her contact and her TV.
Okay. Well, hopefully soon. So we have Will Quinones.
So I just finally spoke with him yesterday. This was the case that asked for like 17 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Judah approved, what was it?
16 and 15, I think you said.
Yeah. And then one of the caregivers is Spanish speaking, so Monica's helping me out on that one.
Okay.
I just have to, you know, follow up on her note, add the caregiver to hers, and then start onboarding.
Perfecto. Cybri Jackson.
They're not answering.
So let's circle this bad boy back to Sarah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and then Sapu's number, it seems like someone picked up, but they're stayed quiet.
Mm-mm.
They didn't say anything. And then Chevelle is just not picking up.
So there's no number for the patient.
Okay, let me see if Sarah can give him a call. Frederick Mears.
So this one, the caregiver... There was a change in a caregiver, so his sister is going to be the caregiver now.
Del Diablo.
She entered the documents. She hasn't submitted anything yet. I'm following up with her today.
Oh, this is the one that the delinquent went to the hospital. Got it.
Yeah, Emmanuel.
Got
Emmanuel,
it.
Yeah.
New caregiver. Oh, Dios. Okay. Then we have Mary Bear.
This one, they came back. It was a discharge case. Joseph's almost done with his paperwork. Jamie, I sent her stuff. She hasn't completed anything yet. I'm following up with them today and requesting the authorization. Well, not requesting, but letting them know that they're interested in transferring.
Perfecto. Now we have James McGinley.
They also came in. They'll probably get discharged.
Ah, okay. So let me call him. Let me add him to my calls, James. Yes, Ethan. Mick, no. Okay, now we have Noel, which we weren't reaching, and we got the off. They actually picked up.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, Raheem.
Yeah.
So I spoke with the caregiver yesterday. She said that she's up to date with her TV, and she's going to complete most of the requirements last night, but I checked and she hasn't seen anything.
Great. I feel like this wasn't this case with us, Erica?
Yeah, it was. You scroll up.
Possibly, yeah.
I'm wondering if we actually even started.
Yeah, the patient, sometimes the patients, like, are the ones in charge of the caregivers, and sometimes they have no clue what the caregiver's up to.
Oh, this one's a hot mess. Ow. Okay. Bruce Singletary.
So I spoke with the patient this morning. He said that he wanted to find out, like, if Kira was compliant, but I told her she's still missing a couple of things, and I had told her, texted her what I'm needing, which is her TV test, her I-9W4, IDs, and her 2-year proof. And she said that she was going to try to get the TB test done today. Hold on. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're not with an agency now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Fine. Louise Jackson.
So with this one, this was the caregiver that had sent the email you sent to me earlier, Amber Nichols.
Oh, yes.
So she's having issues with setting up her TV. I guess her PCP is giving her the runaround or something like that.
Can we set her up with our people?
Not in the area.
Ande el diablo.
It's a matter of her doing the TV.
I wonder if they have anything in Lancaster, though. Okay, well, guess we'll wait. Margaret Holman.
This one I have to follow up on. Because Shantae is always saying that she's going to do the documents. She never does documents. Margaret is aware that Shantae is not doing the documents. So there's that. They're both just.
And
yeah.
Leonard Pierce, this lovely case. They pick up, they don't answer. They pick up, they don't answer.
Yeah, so when he finally answered, he stated that he was on the other line scheduling his TV when he had told me he already scheduled his TV like 2 weeks ago and did it on Saturday. So I have to follow up with him again today to make sure that he actually scheduled his TV.
Perfecto. Then we have Ada Heath.
This is another one that's like Margaret, where like the caregiver is not submitting the rest of the documents, and then every time I call, she keeps saying that the service coordinator has been changed. I've called UPMC before. I haven't received a call back.
Oh. Call and complain. I mean, well, we can't right now because.
Yeah, so.
Oh, okay.
Follow up again with them, see what's going on.
Perfect. So then we have the Jeters with the flood.
Mm-hmm. So Marcellus never picks up. I only basically text Sierra. They've completed their application, but they're submitting like the I-9W-4. I don't have Marcellus IDs, to your residency, TB, Comcast for both. She says that she's going to be ready by the 22nd or 21st.
Yeah.
But I'm not really hopeful about that.
Dina, speak to Lisa to see what's going on.
Yep.
Fun stuff.
They keep on extending it every time.
No, they're going to probably have to because I don't think her situation is going to be resolved so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Then we have Earl Washington.
Spoke with Sunette yesterday. She said she had a lot going on, but she'll work on submitting everything. Going to follow up with her again today to make sure that it gets done.
Perfect, perfect. Then we have Alfred Thornton. Why do I feel like this was an issue?
Oh, because...
Wait, he was the one that didn't want me to talk to his father about the...
That's right.
Remember that? Wait, what's that? Hold on.
No, there's, I put that one on hold.
That was Griffin. He's not on hold. Willie Griffin, right at the top.
He's another crazy. So I called him yesterday because I need to go over his background check results with the patient, but he didn't pick up. I left him a message, and he didn't call me back.
He was manufacturing. Yo, I can't. I'm sorry. I just get mind blown. Okay, cool. Willie Griffin, the one who doesn't want to share his information.
Willie, oh yeah, that's him.
Mm-hmm. Oh Lord.
Yeah, I spoke with him when I was at the, no, he sent me a text message. I texted him yesterday to see what was going on. He said that they hadn't made a decision yet. He was going back and forth with the father. Oh no, that was on the 15th. Yeah, that they hadn't made a decision yet. So he wasn't sure if he wanted me to speak with him or not. Although supposedly he knows everything of his background check already.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we're gonna just go to the on holds, the ones that we have authorizations for. I would just say throughout the week, just reach out to these on holds and either add them, remove them, whatever. But we'll go to. I know Dorothy. You saved. Yay, Erica.
Yeah, but Dorothy, but she still is another 3 weeks out.
Oh, well, we have the, as long as we know that it's there, I guess it's okay. And then Raheem, the patient's MIA?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I don't understand their situation, but they have this one number that we can reach everyone from. And apparently the woman who keeps answering said she hasn't seen him for days, so I don't know what that means.
I'm going to call her. I want to see. I'm gonna be like, you know, I have to let the insurance know, right? And see if that gives them a, oh, wait, hold on. No, he's, blah, blah. Okay. The staffing loans, I'll speak to Sarah about because I know that we're waiting for those. And then the new ones, I know that you guys are having a hard time. Okay, does anybody know why this Jeanette Rodriguez is on this list? Or was this an error along with the other bunch of stuff? We have a Jeanette Rodriguez under new. Stella's put in the same information as an employee. I'm confused. Oh, sorry. She didn't put the same thing. Yeah, so this case is old. I feel like this is when you were, like, doing enrollments or something. I don't know. Because it is a Maximus case here. I don't know why it's added again. So I'll ask Judah. Okay. So, yep. That's it for right now. Wait, are we able to send... No, but never mind. Oh, Paulette. Are we activating Paulette?
Yeah, we are. We're just waiting for the exclusion check.
Okay.
But we're going to do that today. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, so then, if anything, I'm here, guys. Call me, text me. For some reason, my Bria doesn't answer. Please hold my cell phone. Yep, I'm going to call these patients now. These three patients, see what's going on. Let you know what happens. Okay. Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Bye.
Bye-bye.